Parshas Emor,
Vayeter ben Isho Yisraelis, Vuhu ben Ish Mitzri, Vesorch Bnei Yisrael, Vayinotsu, Vamachana ben HaYisraelis, Vish HaYisraeli. So the Torah tells an interesting story, which is not just a story, something that happened, but a story that happened, but it tells us a very interesting scene. There was a man who was a Ben Isha Yisraelis. The father happened to be an Ish Mitzri, but he was an Ish Yisraelis. And he went to serve Bnei Yisrael by Yinotu B'machane Ben HaYisraelis V'Ish HaYisraeli. They had a machloikis. And the machloikis was around this topic of whether he could be, he should finally have a place in the place, or he shouldn't have a place. But the Maisi could be, he was right. But the Torah says the Arachayim, says the Kli Yochar did not tell us who the Ish Yisraeli was either. Didn't tell us who he was. So the Arachayim Kodesh says the Maisi, he was right at the end of the day. This man who wanted to plant his tents, as Rashi tells us, wasn't from the Shevet. He didn't have a right to plant his tent. And he wanted to plant his tent inside the area, and a man called Ish Yisraeli came over and got involved in a fight with him. And so he could have been right for mentioning it. But it says that the Yochar, the Torah did not tell us the name of either, of neither of them. So why not? Says that he had a total right. He was right. He was permitted to chastise this person because this person was coming to plant. Every shevet had their area. Every shevet had their mokoy where they were set up where they should live. This man was coming to plant that, and the area wasn't his. So the man that came over to him, to ma'orah to him, to arouse him that he can't be there, was right in what he was doing. But since it was Yotzei Maher, Liv Maher, since he went out quickly to a fight, he was looking for a fight quickly, Vada Yupogim, Ve'enim Men Anoshim HaNoidim B'Shmol L'Shem Ultimim. You don't pronounce him in a positive way, you don't mention who he was, even though he was doing the right thing, because it seems that his objective was to go out and to be a reeve and to make a fight. That's why it says, Vayinotsu b'machane, and they fought in the camp, Kishneem hoyu bali matu m'riva. Both of them were arguers, both of them were bali machloikas, and because of that, even though he was 100% right, because he involved himself in a riv, when there's a fight, when there's an argument to both sides, we have to learn to be quiet. Not to get ourselves involved. We're not training ourselves to both sides. And this shmooze that we have every Sunday night at both sides, every bacher should be here. And we should make it mandatory because we're working on our months. We give two shmooze in the week. Sunday night shmooze is Ben Olam Chaver to work on interpersonal relationships, learning how to deal with each other, but it's not for each other, it's for your life. Because a person has to come to yeshiva and walk out, a learned person, but a person with good midos and good interpersonal relationships. The Torah is a two-sided Torah. In Om Lamokon, in Om Chavei, the Aseres HaDibra is the most chashuva thing that we have. The Aseres HaDibra, everybody stands up in shul, the Aseres HaDibra. Five of them will be Om Lamokam to us and Hashem, but five of them will be Om Lachaveru. It's in Hashem's eyes so important that we don't realize how chashiv it is with Boisa. You treat it, it's very nice, very good shmooze rabbi, a good story about somebody who was nice to his neighbor, love thy neighbor. It's all nice. But at the same time, you have to realize how chashiv in Hashem's eyes. Here in our story over here, somebody came and was there to prevent an injustice. There was injustice being done. Someone was coming to plant his tent, move his bed into somebody's room. Rashi didn't give him rishus. He moved in on his own. It was two ways to handle it. The guys, Be'etzim Ben Al Chaved, he even goes over to the Shiva and talks about it in a person, a nice, calm way. The guy's a Baal Matzu and Mariva. He's a Baal Machloikis. He doesn't know how to get along with people. He's going to go make a fight at him. I'm going to make a fight at him. I'm going to make a Machloikis at him. Screaming and ranting and raving. There's ways how to discuss an injustice. But a guy's a Baal Machloikis, the person has to know two things. When something's wrong, you gotta stand up. You can't be mivatek for rights. But you have to know how to do it with a person. Not to make a machlokes out of it. You have to be very careful in entering machlokes. You have to know how to deal with other people with a person. We learn to be bale machlokes, we're gonna train ourselves to be bale machlokes, and we'll get into machlokes on everything with a person. We're not gonna be able to get along with anybody. The way a person has to do it is calm and peacefully. Not the person who has to be, it doesn't say that he should have been reneged on his rights. No one said to do that. But to deal peacefully with people like this, like learn how to deal peacefully. To be on somebody on a road, on a thing, on a road, was like, and a guy going to a rant, to go crazy, it was a road rage, they call it. Or somebody just cut him off. Now he did the wrong thing. You could open your window and say, sir, you know what? You did the wrong, that wasn't nice of what you did. You could say that. But to make a road rage or take out a machine gun, not even shoot the tires, between the eyes, straight between the eyes. Just because the guy cut him off. A guy goes in your way, cuts you off online, a guy can make a whole machloikis out of it. There's nothing wrong to say something, you know, a person doesn't have to be stepped on or something. But a person has to know at the same time, you have to know where it's coming from. Just to make a machloikis, you really stand up for your rights, what you want. And at the same time, sometimes a lot of people are bad to also, but you do what many call the Koyach HaVitur. The Koyach HaVitur. Just an unbelievable story with the Koyach HaVitur. Sometimes the person says, no, you know, I don't, and again, that's the book, that'll be the nafkamina. The guy's a Baal Machloikis, he can never be Mevat, because he's always looking for a fight. He's always looking for his way. It's either my way or the highway. You know that expression, what they say. It's either my way or the highway. That's all, I want it to be my way. That's how he sets up his room. That's how he sets up his marriage. And on my side, what they say, there are problems. The person who knows, I'm not looking for Machloikis, I don't have to be stepped on. I'm not expressing my right. There's a way of expressing. Even in marriage, when something happens and it's not to your liking, but you don't have to express it. The person could really hurt the other party. Doesn't express it the right way. You know, you have to get it his way. But there's a lot of times when you don't need to. It doesn't need you. What are you getting about machlokes for? What? For what? Doesn't mean so what? So your wife said, you know, you were supposed to go this week to your parents. She wants to go to her parents. So okay, so. You made up 2 weeks ago, you're gonna go. She forgot, she invited us up to her parents, she's going. So a guy's a Baal Machloikis. He said, no, you made up already. The guy said, okay, we're going to my parents a different time. Well, maybe, you know, I'll be even back down. You never lose me, Mevatek. It's the yisoid of a successful marriage. Learn how to be Mevatek. Learn how to give in. Well, you have to have your way. Again, you stepped on, you have to know the balance. But it doesn't hurt to ever be Mevatek, but you'll never lose your voice. You'll live a peaceful life. You won't get excited, you won't be all uptight always with it. And you're able to be able to be a kind and a good person to the other party that's involved. The Ari Levin always says, the Tzadik of Yerushalayim always says. So you say he was the Tzadik of Yerushalayim? You learn from other people, we might not do it. The Ari Levin, they say in the Yichud room, always says, he went into the Yichud room, and the Maisa, in the Yichud room, he told he was a very poor person, Ari Levin. Very, very poor, he didn't have anything to give in the Yichud room. Oh, I never had such a tent. Anyway, so he came to the Yichud room, and the Maisa, he told the his Kala, she was also very, I have nothing to give you. So I heard a different Mahal just recently on the tape, but the way I heard it over was that he said to the Kala, well, I'm gonna give you something special. He said that I can't give you anything. He said even the shirt off my back I borrowed from my friend for the chassid. He didn't have any money, but the rest of my life, whenever we have an argument, I'll be Mevatek. I'm going to be Mevatek to you. And Rabbi Levin had a successful, happy life with Boisai. It never hurts Mevatek, Boisai. But for sure, even when you feel you're right, there's a way how to argue. There's a way how to present yourself. There's a way how to get involved with Boisai. Not to make a machlokes out of it. Sometimes towns, cities, things are burnt down because of machlokes. Machlokes brings destruction to the world, Boisai. The terrible, terrible destruction that had to apply itself. Different shmooz when we get Parashat Korach. because of machloikus of lisa. You have to be very careful for it. But when we feel that our rights are there, there's a way of approaching things, not to make a whole hullabaloo out of it, not to make it into a fight. Respect the other person, keep his covered, at the same time, learn how to talk to him. The mashkin shalom ba'olam. Nothing good comes out of Matzah Meribah. We see by Eriv, Avram. There was a fight. And Avram was 100% right. He felt the shepherds of Lot were stealing the crowd, doing the wrong thing. What did Avram do? He just moved aside. He didn't make a whole big thing about it. He said, Lot, it's not the right thing. And he moved away and Zel. He didn't want to have involved with it, and that's it. He didn't, you know, make a whole thing. You have to know about that. If you do it the right way, if you can show him ba'olam, if you show him between us, so many family wars, so many problems with neighbors, and your whole life you suffer it though, because you have that one thing and you get all raged about it, and your whole life, you know, that my neighbor next door, I can't put up with him, and then shidduchim and everything, about say, it goes on and on, about say, learn to stay away from fighting, stay away from machloikas, talk respectfully to people, even when you have your right, and the age of a say, well, mashkin shalom ba'olam, you serve the shalom on Israel.